Our next guest, Ian Begley, who covers the New York Knicks for ESPN. Ian, we greatly appreciate your time. Thanks for giving us a few minutes today.
Oh, Jay, happy to do it. Thanks for having me, man.
Ian, you know, one of the things that has bothered me all for probably about 2 years now is every time you go to any website and pull up the NBA, the Pelicans were never being even mentioned with a story until now. And now for all the wrong reasons. Now, everybody and their brother wants our franchise because basically that's what we had was Anthony Davis. And now everybody wants to talk about where Anthony Davis is going. And it, for a while, it looked like the Lakers were going to try to acquire him before the season even let out. And Magic apparently got upset because we wouldn't take an autographed picture of Magic Johnson for Anthony Davis and feels like we negotiated in bad faith. But it was a smart thing to do to wait and see, let Boston get involved in this, and, you know, let's see what Zion Williams, where he ends up going in the lottery.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, you have to wait if you're New Orleans, and you have to wait to see what Boston would offer. Are they going to offer you Jason Tatum? How many picks are they going to offer you? Who's going to end up with that number one pick? If it's the Knicks, do they offer you the number one pick and future first-round picks? And, you know, you have to let more teams get involved here and figure out where everything shakes out after the draft lottery before you can make a decision here for New Orleans. So I thought it made a lot of sense for them to wait. And I totally understand your frustration with regards to New Orleans not being a national story until Anthony Davis asks for a trade. I think, you know, part of it is winning. If you guys had won and had been at the top of the Western Conference, you would have been a national story with Anthony Davis headlining. So it's an unfortunate part of the business, but I think if you guys had won games, I think we would have been talking about you nationally. And it's sad that a story like this is what it takes for the national media to pay close attention to the Pelicans.
Hey, and it's Jordan. I've been wanting to ask this question for a while from somebody that lives in New York. What are the fans saying if the Knicks get the number one pick in the draft? Are they willing to give up Zion Williamson for Anthony Davis? Is that something that most people in New York want to do? Or are they saying that they want to keep the number one pick in Zion Williamson and then maybe bring in KD and Kyrie?
I haven't really polled the fan base, you know, based on a small sampling size that you see on Twitter and here on Sports Radio. I think most people would be willing to give up that first-round pick for Anthony Davis if you're going to pair him with Kevin Durant and maybe another free agent. I think that in that scenario, most people would say, yes, you know, take Zion Williamson. We'll take our chances with Anthony Davis for a season. But there's a risk there, of course. You know, you give up that number one pick and then you trade for Anthony Davis, but you don't re-sign him. You've given up a lot for a one-year rental. So there's an inherent risk there for every team outside of these Los Angeles Lakers, because every other team is it's up to chance as to whether Anthony Davis would re-sign with you or not if you do trade for him. And I'm sure that's something that every front office will weigh as we get closer to the draft, when teams will start talking, engaging seriously with New Orleans again about a potential trade.
Ian, it's funny, y'all, we're talking about that because it's one of the things that concerns me, and I don't think a lot of people are talking about it on the reverse end. The New Orleans Pelicans have had a reputation issue around the league, and we've had trouble, even with Anthony Davis here, who was committed here, in bringing in other free agents. Even in a trade, we traded a valuable piece in Buddy Hield, who stepped up in Sacramento and he's bordering on becoming one of the stars of the league, and we got DeMarcus Cousins. We were all in favor of that, but then DeMarcus Cousins doesn't re-sign, and he leaves. This is going to be a huge, huge hire for the Pelicans in the general manager position to bring some credibility to this franchise, because I think we as fans have to look at, will the pieces that we get for Anthony Davis be willing to re-sign here in New Orleans, or do we in a couple of years we end up with nothing? My question to you is, what is the reputation of the New Orleans franchise around the NBA from the outside looking in?
I think it's taken a hit based on what's going on with Anthony Davis. And I think, you know, just assume from a player's perspective, they're seeing the same things that you guys are saying with regards to an inability to build a winning program around a superstar like Anthony Davis. and an inability to surround him with the right talent, to attract the right talent. So if I'm New Orleans and I'm running the show, I'm the next person hired by ownership to run the Pelicans, and I'm looking at this deal, what I'm trying to get back is as many draft picks as possible and as many players who are still on their rookie contracts as possible, because then the team has a greater degree of control over where these players play, whether it's a draft pick who you know you're going to have for 4 years at least, or if it's a player on his first contract where you know that you can give him the best extension possible before he hits restricted free agency, so you have a degree of confidence that you could keep him around. So the more players that are young and either on that first contract or you can get through the draft that you get back in a trade of Anthony Davis, the better for the Pelicans, I think.
We're talking with Ian Begley, who covers the New York Knicks for ESPN. Ian, you cover the New York Knicks, and you know exactly what's on that roster. We heard the Lakers say the entire roster's open outside of LeBron James. What do you think the New York Knicks would do? We're assuming right now that they're going to win the lottery and they would have the rights to Zion Williamson. Obviously, he is going to be the key piece, but there's going to have to be more than just that. Would a guy like Dennis Smith, who is somebody I think would maybe fit our point guard needs here, who you just acquired from Dallas, is he available? What other names that the Knicks have? Who do you think they would want to throw in the trade to get Anthony Davis here?
I don't think anyone is off the table for the Knicks. If you're talking about a scenario where they have signed Kevin Durant and they have signed a second star, and they're in a win-now mode where an Anthony Davis puts them over the top, I don't think anybody that's on the roster right now would be off the table in that scenario. Now, I doubt that there is consensus as far as, like, particulars of which first-round picks you would include if you're the Knicks. I don't think that the front office is kind of down to those kind of brass tacks and those details for the Anthony Davis offer. But if you're in position to add Anthony Davis to a roster that has, hypothetically speaking, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, I don't think any player or pick that the Knicks currently have would be off the table in that trade discussion with the Pelicans.
How confident are you that the Knicks would be able to get maybe a Kevin Durant and a Kyrie Irving? Because let's face facts, if you put Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, and Kyrie Irving on the same team, you're basically tipping the scales, and the New York Knicks become one of the powers of the East.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, listen, it's not about my confidence. I think there are people in the organization that feel good about their chances to land Kevin Durant if Kevin decides to leave Golden State. And people around Durant feel that New York will definitely be in the mix if he decides to leave Golden State this summer. So I think there are reasons for the Knicks to be confident about Kevin Durant. I think Kyrie Irving, as far as what I'm hearing, is a bit more of a wild card, less of a sure thing as Kevin Durant is, even though Durant is not a sure thing. But I think, you know, that with Irving, there's less certainty surrounding his situation. He could stay in Boston. You know, there's whispers about him ending up back in L.A. with LeBron James. And, of course, he's from the New York area. He's expressed an admiration for the Knicks organization. So, you know, there's less of a certainty surrounding where he could end up. But with Durant, I think there's reason to believe from both sides that they do have a solid chance of landing Kevin if he decides to leave Golden State this summer.
All right, Ian, I just promoted both of us. You're now the general manager of the New York Knicks, and I'm the general manager of the New Orleans Pelicans. And you just called me and said you want to talk. You just won the lottery. You have the number one pick in the draft. What are you offering me to get Anthony Davis?
I'm giving you the kitchen sink. I'm giving you Kevin Knox. I'm giving you Mitchell Robinson. I'm giving you anybody else, any other player on the roster that I need to give you to make the salaries match. And I'm giving you my 2019 first-round pick, and I'm giving you two additional first-round picks moving forward. And that's a pretty good offer. I think that's going to be one of the stronger offers that you receive for Anthony, especially we talked about earlier. It gives you players and picks, all young players and draft picks. You'll be able to have these guys on your roster for several years to come, and it'll put yourself in a good position to retain these players. That's how I'm selling you on my offer if I'm the GM of the Knicks.
okay, Ian, if you throw in Dennis Smith, we have a deal and we can end a lot of this and we'll just go ahead and make that official. Joey can do that, do the paperwork, and we'll send it into the league. We'll have a deal.
Perfect. Let's get it done. I'll tell Woj and he'll get it out there for us.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to be famous. Ian, one quick question, though, is something that's kind of bothered me. A lot of people have said that a team like Cleveland, if they were to win the lottery and beat the Knicks, they're not trading Zion Williamson. How many teams do you think out there, just ballpark, how many teams do you think would be willing to hold on to Zion and not trade for Anthony Davis with the Pelicans?
Well, I think if it's a team with cap space that feels like it can surround Anthony with other players who are ready to win now, like the Knicks have, and they're in that situation, I think they'd be ready and willing to trade for Anthony Davis. So, you know, a team like Chicago is going to have room, and they obviously would have interest in Anthony Davis because he's a great player and he's a Chicago kid. So I think there are reasons for them to be very interested. But, you know, a team like Cleveland or a team like, you know, Atlanta, let's say, I just think that maybe they would be more apt to hang on to that number one pick because they're not necessarily in win-now mode. And then you could say, sure, you trade for Anthony Davis, maybe then you get a free agent you didn't think you could get. But is it worth the risk because you're not sure that you can re-sign Anthony Davis? So those two teams in particular are teams that I think would have second thoughts about including that number one overall pick in a trade for Anthony Davis.
Well, Ian, tell the fans here in New Orleans how they can follow you because I think a lot of people down here are going to be wanting to follow the New York Knicks and know what's going on up there.
Sure, you can find me at Ian Begley, IanBegley, on Twitter, and I'll keep you updated with all the Knicks comings and goings as we head towards the end of the season and towards the draft.
All right, Ian, we appreciate your time. I got the feeling we'll be talking a lot to you in the next couple of months leading up to that trade.
All sounds good, fellas. Looking forward to it.